Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hi, and welcome to Haunted Playground. I'm your host, Sheena Metal, and it's great to be here with you. We're here every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Pacific time for Haunted Playground. I'm Sheena Metal. I'm a psychic medium, an interfaith minister. I've been a talk radio host for 26 years, and this is my new venture here on the Live Paranormal Channel, and I could not be happier to be here. So excited to be here. Every week on the show, the most beautiful and to me the brightest folks in the paranormal and spiritual community. For me, those communities cross over a lot. I'm a paranormal survivor. I'm the child of a psychic medium. I am a psychic medium, and I just love radio. So everything about this makes me excited, and I'm kind of in the beginning of the show. You're going to get sort of my best of, either my favorite guests, my bestest friends, probably this month, the people that I go to, and I'm like, what the what about my paranormal and spiritual life? And certainly my guest today is no exception to that. She's a brilliant psychic medium and a renowned demonologist and the Queen of the South. My very good friend is here, Mama Lisa Phillips. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Wow. I have missed the hell out of you, but that is one hell of an intro. Thank you, beautiful. Dang, I don't know if I can live up to that.
That's it, and that's our show. Good night. Welcome. It's so nice, folks. I hope you enjoyed. I decided that the first month of the show, I just wanted to have folks on that I knew were going to be fantastic radio that I was comfortable with, because when you're doing a show in a new place, even though Haunted Playground is almost 11 years old, it's new to Live Paranormal. And when you're doing a show in a new place,
yep,
it's really important, I think, that people feel the comfortability of you with your guests, because to me,
absolutely,
good radio is like eavesdropping on someone's coffee date.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's so funny that you said that because, you know, I got memories going back from when I had my own internet radio show and when I used to do the internet TV. And everybody, one of the things that the folks that I would go back and forth and chat with that they loved, I always had my cup of coffee and they all knew that it was mocha. And they said that they loved it because, you know, I would look into the camera and talk, and they said, but you talk to the radio like we're sitting right there with you. And I said, that's how I think it should be. I don't want to talk at you. I want to talk with you. I want to have a discussion,
right,
even if you can't always participate in it. And so, and you're 100% right, because feelings and energy, it flows. One of the things, like when I'm working with clients or, you know, even my own family, or, you know, because the kids used to bring their friends over and we would do, you know, cute little things. Well, I call them cute little things. They were learning about that we're all connected.
Hunt demons. Oh,
well,
demons.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to. My son was, my son was the one that would go and, I mean, I'll never forget this. It's funny because, you know, you've talked to Kyle.
Sure.
But when he was younger, yeah, when he was, you know, he does the work with me now and he's learning.
Sure.
But when he was younger, like one of my favorite times was he actually heard some EVPs of a place we had been to the night before. And it was just here. It was just spirits. It was just spirits. And I was telling him some of the instances that had happened at this old church. It had been literally an old slave church on the edge of a plantation. And it had stayed. The plantation owner at that time had signed it over and had given that section of land and everything over to those that had worked as land. And because he had freed them all when the war was over. And he said, you need a place to worship. So he built them a church. And they had to abandon this church. And when I say it's probably one of the most haunted, active places I have ever in my life been to.
Wow.
We had parked outside, and one of our members, because basically the church, the pastor of this particular church had reached out through a friend and said, can you help clean this place? If not, we're going to have to leave it. And so we had gone to check things out. And one of our members had to bring her daughter at the last minute. And actually it was two of her children. And I said, well, you know, we'll surround them. We'll put the salt, we'll put the blessed salt and the blessed herbs. We'll surround them. It'll be okay. We said prayers. And before I had the chance to finish the circle around the vehicle, the radio started going haywire. There were noises that were coming through. Knocks started happening. And this is outside. And as soon as we finished the circle and finished the prayers, boom, radio came back on to the music. The kids were like, all right, we're good. We got this. And everything was, you know, it was copacetic. And Kyle looked at me because I'm telling him about this. And I said, yeah, we got to go back over there today. And he looked at me. He goes, are you effing crazy? And I said, yeah, pretty much. I think so. And he was like, you're going to go back? I said, yeah. He goes, seriously, Mom? I said, yeah. He goes, can I go too? I said, yeah.
Fantastic.
So that
that's
was
when you know
his...
you're in for it.
Yeah.
When you can hear the noises and you're not even in the building yet, that's when you know you're in for it.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's when you know. So I wanted to ask you something interesting. So you inherited your father's thing of fighting darkness. You have passed that on to your son.
Yes.
I inherited my
yes.
mother's thing of fighting darkness. And so she
yeah.
probably inherited it unwillingly from her mother. And I don't have a child,
yeah.
so I'm trying to pass it on to everyone else's children. But so
there you go.
It's an interesting life. And I always tell people it's 100% the life I've always wanted. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Because
no,
I have
it's
this
not.
Expression I talk about when I teach. I always say the more you step into the light, the more the darkness pays attention. And you and
absolutely,
I
and the more they will
years.
Attack. Yes.
Right. I met doing your show. You've done my show a million times. We're like family. But you
yes.
know from knowing me before and after I came out of the psychic closet. I mean, you knew me always as a psychic, but nobody else did.
Yes.
How suddenly there were attacks left and right. And I think, and I bring this
yeah.
up, because for folks like other folks that didn't grow up sort of in the business, right, with family members who did this.
Right. In the work. That's it, baby.
It's shocking, right, to discover that when you're trying to raise your light quotient and then you're coming out and grabbing your sword and you're ready to fight the dark and help people, that suddenly every dark Tom, Dick, and Scary Harry is going to find you. And things get very
oh, yeah.
strange, even to the point where human people who have a certain amount of darkness inside of them will suddenly attack or be repelled by you and disappear. For me, it was such
yes.
a clearing of my life. I felt like that movie, is it They Live, the one with Roddy Piper, where he puts
yes.
on the glasses and he can see the aliens.
Yes.
Suddenly,
yes.
I was like, wait a minute, where are those 20 people in my life? And I think everybody who had that darkness in them suddenly went, oh, not her. So it's,
yeah.
it's been not just a coming into my own and sort of becoming who I was always meant to be. And I know it was that for you, too. Both of us, you know, coming up from an artistic background, right? Both of us are performers.
Yeah.
But then suddenly everything in your life shifts. And when you bring new people into your life, one, they have to get used to the fact that that's your life. And two, it does the same thing to them. And then suddenly they're in the midst of it all and all of their inner light worker is coming out. And then they have to then face not only their demons, but the other darkness that will come for them.
Yes.
You know, I talk about this on my live paranormal video broadcast that I do three times a week
no.
on Live Paranormal Video Channel. I have an alarm clock that literally died 15 years ago. Hasn't moved,
yeah.
doesn't have an LED display, nothing. Not a peep out of it. until I hung out my shingle and started my psychic practice. And now it beeps, it moans, it whirs, the display comes on or has come. I mean, this thing is dead as a doornail. Even when the switch that turns it on is off, it still is on. And I really believe it's because it got ignited by the work that I do and the things that are around me. So what is sort of your advice to folks that are either just now coming out as light workers or getting involved with somebody who is, or has someone in their family that is, so that we all can have a relatively normal life? And I know you're laughing inside, and still do this work.
Yeah, no, I'm going to laugh outside on that one too. Okay, first and foremost, what is relatively normal?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll give you an example. Yeah, no, before I even get into answering your question, I'll give you an example. My son, again, I'm using him as a crutch tonight. Last year, he was led to one of our favorite stores over here, Phoenix and Dragon, which is a fabulous metaphysical store that has all kinds of stuff in it. Okay. It's got stones, it's got books, it's got everything from each end of the spectrum. And he went there and his angels and guides led him to a couple of books. Now, my son is not a book reader. I can barely get him to listen to Audible, and he's been like this his whole life. Math, drawing, he is dead on it. Reading, doesn't want a damn part of it. So he's had this book now for close to a year. He picked it up, looked at it, and he went, oh, hell no, I don't want to know what's in here yet, regardless of what his angels and guides were guiding him to do. So they moved, they bought a new house, the whole nine yards. My youngest granddaughter, who just turned 3, she is such a power. I mean, it is amazing. She's like her sister. But she will go, and he had this book hidden. And the next thing he knows, she's bringing it to him, opens it to a page, and she said, Daddy, you got to read, and left it on his chair. She's done this to him twice.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. And he's like, Mom, and I went, you better read, because there's something in there they need your ass to know. I'm just saying, you need to read.
Right. Here comes the next generation.
But when you discover, or when you accept or understand who you are or what you're doing here, or you've been brought into someone else's life that is, as we'll call it, the light worker, first and foremost, you need to get grounded in your faith. And when I say that, I'm not talking about religion. You know, I don't believe in religion. God and the powers that be don't have a religion. And that's why it's important for you to have your own relationship with God and the powers that be. Prayer is where we talk. Meditation is the other end of the phone call of when God and the powers that be talk back. It could be your angels talking back. It could be your ancestors. It could be nothing but simply feeling or moments of peace. There's different things. And the more that you grow in your faith and the more that you grow in your conversations, your instincts will increase. Your feelings, your vibes, your being able to pick up on things will increase. That can be good and bad. They're going to have to learn to protect themselves. Put yourself in a ball of white light. Okay. That's one of the first ones that you learn, because that represents the love, light, and power of God, or the higher creator, whatever you want to call him, her. I mean, we all know God is him and her, because he understands all of it. God is God. I use him and her, but you know, anyway, but the white ball of light represents.
I tend to refer to God as them. Is that terrible? It's sort of, God is a force, right? It's a force of energy. So I think of God as
not
them.
Just a force of energy. It is an actual, God is the head of everything. He is like,
of course.
I mean, there's a reason they say God the Father. It's not just an energy. We cannot understand what God is. There are other gods and goddesses. There is a reason that he says, you know, I am the God, because he is the Father. And we're all brothers and sisters and cousins and all this other kind of fun stuff. But it's to try and explain it where the human mind can understand it doesn't always happen. It is.
Right. It's a
and
lot.
So, yeah. And so that's why I should probably just stick to calling him, just for the simple fact that that's what most people
Whatever
see
works.
Him as. But,
sure.
but I mean, that's what I'm saying is because it incorporates so much. And at the base end of it, you do find out this is one thing that I had told my son when he said that he felt like he needed to follow in my footsteps. And I said, that's between you and God. That's a conversation between you and him. And mm-hmm. I said, but understand this, you're going to learn that the monsters are real.
Mm-hmm.
And most people think, you know, because they think, oh, it's just demons and angels. And I was like, why do you think God was that boring? Why do you think anything in creation is that boring? There is not just one and the other. Just as if we have so many different species of humans, we have so many different species of birds and other animals and things like that. There are just that many species, good and bad, throughout our universes.
Yes.
And,
absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
Right. And so.
And they have a right to be here, too, as much as we don't like it. And I know I'm not popular when I say this, but the dark is part of the universe and it has a right to be here. We don't like it, but it is what makes up the universe. And you know, I'll probably use this analogy every week on the show, but I grew up in a surf town in Surf City. And, you know, you go in the water, there's sharks. And they have a right to be there. You don't want to run into one, and you got to learn how to protect yourself and get away if you do. But you can't say, why doesn't God take away these sharks? Because they serve a purpose in the same way that the darkness does. And, you know, when I said that I thought of God as energy, it's because I think that sometimes folks, because we're so invested, Lisa, in our
create him
our
as just an as a being.
Body.
He's not an organic body.
As a human. And I think that, that for me, people need to understand that when we are no longer embodied, we are just energy. Like I told this interesting story last night on my I Am Raising Your Vibration web series on Life Paranormal. I was talking about this water bottle that I have. I have this water bottle that my partner Lynn gave me. And it's the color at home, that home, which was what some people call heaven. It's the colors of her energy and the colors of my energy. And I was trying to explain that when you're twin flames, you both have your own colors, but you have a little bit of each other's colors in the energy. And somebody sent me an email last night. They're like, what in the world was that about? And so I'm trying to explain
absolutely,
to this
person. Yes.
When we're home, we don't walk around looking like we do now with like arms and boobs and hair that needs to be washed. We're energy. And so the big guy, the big girl, the big them, whatever you want to call God, is also this supreme energy. And I think that life is so much easier when you start thinking of things as energy because, man, we're so invested, right? In this idea of being an organic being, which is really such a temporary costume.
It is. And we come here several times to experience different things. And there's supposed to be a balance in the universe. And right now, obviously, things are out of balance, but that happens. And things have to get back into a balance. And they will. They will. And
absolutely,
it
they
will
and
be
go.
Interesting.
It's a teaching plan.
And one of the things, you know, and things are going to have to get cleaned up. But one of the things that I like to say is, how can you truly appreciate the warmth and the brightness and the beautiful light from the sun if you never experience the cold and the dreary and the drab
absolutely.
Of the rain and the snow?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they, you know, even the rain and snow, you know, yes, okay, they're part of the seasons and all that, but you got to have that kind of yin and yang. You got to have a little bit of everything.
To
appreciate things.
Well, and
that's what one, and you and I have talked about this. Yes. You and I have talked about for years, one of the biggest problems that we're having on this entire earth over the last many years is we have watched compassion die.
Yes.
We have watched people become so selfish and so self-centered and not caring about person, not loving your neighbor, not giving a flying flip of what happens down the street from you. As long as it's not you and your stuff, why should you care? And I think that we have damaged so much of ourselves by listening to that and by some of them becoming that. Because when you're so superficial or you're so self-absorbed, you're cutting yourself off.
Mm-hmm.
And you're cutting yourself off because we're all connected. And if you completely cut yourself off, you're going to wither and die inside.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what happens on the outside, you're going to die inside. And that's a horrible, horrible thing. And are there all kind of lies on this planet? Oh, hell yes, there are. Because we know we've dealt with the dark stuff. We've dealt with the demons and the monsters and the other things that come around.
Sure.
And that's one of the reasons we're here, is to try and assist people into fighting them and for them to learn how to fight them and, you know, how to put their defenses up and how to do the light work. Because, I mean, you know, you kind of look at it. You've got those that are here to heal. So, you know, if they're just here to heal, they still have to learn how to protect themselves. If you send a medic out into a battleground, you know, into a battlefield in the war, they know how to protect themselves when it comes to it. They know how to shoot those guns. They know how to throw whatever it is they got to throw. Just because you may be here to give that love and light to help heal, whether it's the body or the soul or the mental, you still have to know how to take care of yourself. You still have to protect yourself. You still have to take responsibility for yourself and those around you, especially if those around you don't know. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
well,
so,
and you know, I don't want to, like, every week on the show talk about COVID, but it is the year of COVID, so here we go. From a spiritual perspective, right, just what you were talking about, the compassion, putting yourself in someone else's shoes, thinking of us as an us and not an us versus them. Nothing shows you that lesson, right? Ha, 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 God's sense of humor. Like everybody on the planet suddenly being susceptible to the exact same killer virus. Because now there's no, oh, that's just something that's happening to people in Africa, or, oh, that's just something that happens to people over here, or that's just something that happens to gay people, or that's just something that's happening to people who care of themselves. Now, here is the thing that is randomly, like the shark in the water, right, deciding which surfers to bite and which to leave alone, and there's no rhyme or reason.
Oh, yeah. No,
and so
I'll
now
give you an
we
example.
Have to look around and go, oh, wow, it could happen to anybody. Maybe I should start thinking about the whole world as an us. And that's something I've been talking a lot during my spiritual services.
Yeah, because unfortunately, and there's going to be those because, you know, there's a lot of darkness. There's too much darkness. There's been, and we've talked about this, there's been too many things that have happened that basically it's out of balance.
Yeah.
And this happens every so many thousand years, but it's out of balance. So we're dealing with a lot more this lifetime. I actually looked at my son and I said, look, the next time one of us says, hey, yeah, it'd be a good idea to be down there and fight all this crap, I said, slap me. And he goes, nah. He goes, we're supposed to. And I went, don't be logical.
Yeah.
I'm just, don't throw logic at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get it.
And I got to tell you,
but,
baby, I'd sign up for it again. I would. If I had
I
known
would too.
What it was going to be like in this life,
we did
I
know.
Would, I would
we
have signed
know.
Up for it again. I know. And I'd sign up for it again. If nothing better,
I would
if nothing
too.
For nothing else than I get to hang out with you, I would sign up
oh,
for
Oh, there
it
you
again.
Go. Yes.
And
oh,
I would pick
yes.
up the sword and keep fighting. And sometimes I grumble
yes.
like all light workers do. And why can't I just
yes.
be like everybody else and not care about the whole world? But you know what?
Well,
the truth is I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well,
the
see,
truth
but
is
you
I
know,
change
and I've told this. I mean, I did. I was tired of my gifts. I was tired of my abilities. I was in a very low place. I was 25 years old. And I was married and four kids under five. And I was very angry and very upset and very emotional and just, you know, a hormonal person at the time. And I
sure.
screamed and I told God, I said, take it away. Take it all away. And he did.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
for
yeah.
3 months, I begged. I was like, after the, you know, the first couple of days, I was like, oh, my God, this is wonderful. But then I realized
mm-hmm.
how it wasn't. I realized how much a part of my life, daily life, moment by moment, breath for me. And I begged and I got down on my hands and knees and I said, just give me the strength to deal with it. I'll continue to
mm-hmm.
fight the demons. I'll continue to you know, deliver the messages, to read for me. I'll continue to do it all. Just please, just give me the strength to deal with it, but don't take it away from me again. And I tell you what, it was like all of a sudden overnight, not being able to see or talk or hear. And
mm-hmm.
it was absolutely one of the most horrific things that I'd ever experienced. So I would come back here and do it again because I know that there's a reason. And I knew
mm-hmm.
before I came and, you know, it's not the first time and there's so many memories coming back right now. And I know a lot of it has to do with, you know, spiritual battles and other things that are happening and getting ready to happen. And it's the ultimate high and the ultimate lows. You see so
yes.
many things, you see so much, you know, I mean, I've done cases where I literally realized after helping this person, after getting through all of this, after working for hours and just be completely drained, and them to turn around and go, no, I don't like this. I prefer the demon living in my body, and to literally accept it right back. And I just burst into tears. They were angry tears. They were hurt tears. They were just,
yeah.
And I went out screaming and I was like, why? Why did I have to go through this? And of course, you know, I had lessons to learn from it. And I did.
Yeah.
And there were certain things that I had. And really quickly, thank you, sweetheart. I love you. My hubby just brought me a drink.
Oh, is
I
it
get
a mocha
talking
coffee?
Too much. I know. No. No, for the first
yeah.
time ever, I'm actually drinking on your show. It is a sliced apple with Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
sliced
nice.
Apple rum.
Oh, the hard stuff
is
the haunted playground.
I know, right? It's been, let me tell you, because here in the county that I live in,
right.
And as you know, I'm raising one of my grandsons.
Right.
And he's in kindergarten this year. And in the county that we live in, the kids are doing great. Thank you, Lord. The mutated one is not come down here and hit too many yet. I'm hoping that it won't, but we have had so many bus drivers and teachers that have come down with it that we've all had to go for last week, this week, and possibly next week into at home school.
Okay.
And I'm running back into the office every other day. So my daughter, who is the law professor, she on the days that I have to go in to Atlanta, she is basically taking him and teaching him during the day. Now, when I say teaching him, granted, he's kindergarten. Pretty much, well, all his work is going to get done with me this weekend because my job and, of course, my daughter's job, she's able to do a little bit more with him than I am because you have to sit there with him because I'm not a teacher. I can't just sit there and look at him and go, oh, okay, well, run and do this, you know, I have to sit there with him because that's what that's what his teacher does because he's in kindergarten. And so we come up with other things for him to do. But on the days like today, I worked remote. So obviously I had him with me and he's really good, but he's still, you know, he's he's a boy and he's bored and he likes, you know, he would love to get away with just watching TV or playing on a tablet or video games all day. But Gammy has to, you know, I tend to print things off for him. Hey, let's do this. And you can earn time to do that stuff. And he gets very frustrated with me, but he does it. But there are just some days like today where it's like, okay, I've been going 90 to nothing and I'm burnt out and no. So my honey brought me this drink just to tell me he loves
it. That's fun. No, you know what? You're not the first person to do one of my radio shows loaded and you're not going to be the last, baby. So I'm not complaining at all about that. I'm amazed that I don't drink. I mean, we fight darkness every day. Why I'm not continually drinking, taking pills and smoking pot is completely beyond me. But I'm one of those weirdos that my high is sobriety.
You're not weird. You're not weird. I have to get permission to drink. And this is what's funny is I was actually at a convention one year and I was like, you know what? It's been a rough couple of days. I just want to drink. I'm going to get a drink tonight, you know? And I'm like, screw it. I'm going to get drunk. I haven't been drunk enough because I rarely ever get drunk ever. Cause I don't like to be out of control.
Sure.
Because like you said, we fight the dark. I'm always, even when my angels and everything are like, oh, we got you. You can do this. There have been very few times that I've done it. So I really wanted to. And, you know, I have Michael and Gabriel a lot in my ears. And Michael said, no, you can't. And I kid you not, I've lost count. I used to know everything that I drank that night. I drank mixed drinks. I drank shots. I drank a couple of beers. I got drunk on nothing. Absolutely. I mean, it was as if I was drinking water all night long. I found out closer to, you know, the middle of the night. Why? And I had to help someone. And I was like, okay, thanks for having my back and not letting the alcohol affect me. And so, but most of the time, I just don't.
Yeah. It's interesting. Because my mom worked with Archangel Michael to the point where my mother named everything in her life Michael because that was like her dude. It was her only dude, forever her dude. And it was all about Michael, end of story, goodbye. She was a Scorpio and she was very fixated on things. But I find that he comes into my life more and more since she passed. And when Michael says no, the answer is no. And there was a time, maybe 3-4 months ago, where I was really feeling overwhelmed. I was feeling very sad. I was desperately missing her. I texted my best friend in the middle of the night and I said, maybe the time has come for me to just pick up stakes here and find someplace else to live. Because there was a time where I thought I would never live anywhere else, but I was feeling very lost and going through that thing we talked about where the big change in friendships and people not understanding my light work and who I am. And I just was feeling like maybe I needed to just start fresh somewhere else where everybody didn't know who I was. And and she's kind of trying to talk me out of it. And, you know, we're texting and it's like 3:00 in the morning. And then suddenly I hear Archangel Michael say, it's not going to happen. No.
Yep.
First, just no. First, the answer was just no. And then it's not going to happen. And the thing is, when Michael tells you you are not excused from active duty, you are simply not excused from active duty. And I think that you're talking
absolutely.
Kind of stepping into your place and wanting someone to take your gifts. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now who wish it would all go away. I don't want to feel everybody's stuff. I don't want to worry about everybody's stuff. I just want to sit on the beach somewhere and drink Mai Tais and forget about it. But the problem is, if Michael, if Spirit, if whomever you work with, Raphael, Gabriel, says no, then you can block it as much as you think you need to with alcohol, drugs, sugar, stubbornness, whatever it is, but it's just going to keep building up inside of you and making you miserable until you release into it, surrender into it, and just say, okay, this is my life, God. Just tell me what to do now.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, and one of the biggest problems is, and I think especially there are other cultures that understand. They understand the reincarnation process. They understand the different responsibilities that we have. Let's face it. I do know that there are people that say, oh, we're all psychic. You just got to tune into it. No, we're not. We're all connected, but not everybody has those abilities. That would be like saying everybody can sing. No, they can't. Or everyone can play an instrument. No, they can't. But everyone has a reason that they're here. Everyone has a purpose for being here. Even if it's on the dark side, you know, unfortunately, they have an agenda over there too.
Sure they do.
We're here to stop them and they're here to make trouble.
Yep. Yeah.
And
it's so funny because people always say to me when somebody did really horrible things, were they're going to get it when they die. And I always say, how do you know when they die, they don't cross over to a dark place and Hitler is waiting with a cupcake saying, good job. You know what I mean?
No.
They just have a different agenda than we do. So for them, good is bad and bad is good.
Well, and the interesting thing is this too, okay, because what you have to understand, or you don't have to understand, but there's human souls, there's angelic human souls.
Sure.
You know, there's different, and a lot of people are going to be going, oh my God, she's effing crazy. But there's different types of souls, just like there's different types of species. Okay.
Yes.
And human souls, and this, it's interesting because, I mean, we've talked about my mom before. She just turned 82.
Right.
And she's understanding that a lot of things in the Bible had been misinterpreted. They had been mistakenly, you know, people, you know, they truly believed it. But she called me one day and she said, we're not going to get to see him riding in on the white horse with, you know, with the angels behind him and blowing the horn. And I said, no, I said, technically the horn's already been blown. And she's like, yeah, I kind of figured that. And she goes, but we haven't seen the Antichrist. And I said, well, yeah, we have. And she goes, who is it? And I said, it's not a who. And she goes, what? And I said, well, they've always associated. I know. They've always associated 666 with it, right? And she goes, yeah.
Right.
And I said, okay, mankind is made up of 6 neutrons, 6 protons, 6 neurons, right?
Right.
When you remove Christ from your life, from your heart, from who you are, from what you are, from where you go, that creates an antichrist. When Christ, when God, when those things, when love and light, when that stuff is not a part of you, then it's the opposite. It's the anti. So, and she went, I hate that makes sense to me. I said, I know. It's all good.
Right.
The only thing that she has not been able to wrap her mind around is, you know, we've discussed hell. And is hell real? Okay. Yes, it is. But I think there's different places. And, you know, I didn't realize that technically there had been talk that there was different levels of it. But I get that. And that's only because of some of the things that I discussed with my dad after he passed over. But the one thing, you know, because, I mean, you got to remember she came from the mountains. She's good old fire and Southern Baptist.
Right.
That's how she was raised. So she can't let go of that. And I said, a human soul will never touch the brimstone. And she said, I have a hard time believing that. And I get that. I understand that. Because the way that we are, it's like, that person was so evil. They need to go to hell. Okay, well, how do you know that that person, A, if it started out as a human soul, how do you know that it didn't live through hell here on earth because it never had control of its body once it allowed the demonic in?
Right.
B, if it is a purely demonic soul, yeah, well, okay, they're not human and they're going to end up. Do they have a place to be tortured and punished at? Technically, yes, but it's not in the way that we've always thought and been taught. And she's still trying to kind of understand that. And I said, there will come a time where it is clear.
Yeah.
There will be a rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
And many things, it's very interesting. Go ahead.
It's very interesting what you say, though. You know, the phrase, more things than heaven and earth. I think we're really just realizing now that maybe everything isn't as cut and dried as we thought. Because those of us who
nothing
grew up in the Western world,
is.
Most of us
are
either Christian or Jewish, right? And the ideology is the same. We are human beings. We die. We go to heaven or hell, depending on what we did. We are judged for X, Y, and Z, ridiculous things like eating a shellfish and wearing polyester and two guys having sex. I mean, strange stuff. And then we either sit on the cloud and
love is love, baby. Love is love.
And play harps in our armpits, or we go to hell and we basically are on fire. But there's never, and of course we were made in God's image because humans are so beautiful that God said, oh, I look just like, I'm going to make you to look just like me. I'm sorry, but if I was God, I would make myself look like a koala bear, but that's just me.
He made us,
and so
he made us functional. That's that these bodies are functional.
Yes, that just
they're functional water
functional
bags.
Compared to what animal bodies can do, just barely functional.
This is true.
So, you know, it's beyond that box of the idea of maybe aliens seeded our DNA. Maybe some people are part fairy. Maybe on another planet, dolphins walk on feet. Maybe horses and dolphins are the same species, but separated, and they chose to do that. I mean, all these different things and that are just second nature to us. But to people who didn't grow up in that, it's continually a mind-blowing experience. And I think sometimes we as light workers, and I've learned this a lot in the last couple of years, especially this year, it's been a learning curve for me. We have to realize not everybody was raised and have allowed themselves to open up the way that we have. And sometimes we have
you
to slow
remember,
our
though,
roll a little.
You were. I wasn't.
No,
you gotta,
no I was.
You
got to
remember.
Yeah.
You were. I was told to hide it.
Yeah.
I had to hide mine because my dad was a Baptist minister and he was real big in our church in the choir. He was not the pastor of our church, but he would go and speak at other places. My mother, and you know, and she's come out over the last few years. She said, you've got what my grandfather had. And I said, yeah. I said, he was Cherokee and he passed it down. And she didn't truly believe until he actually came through and told me things. I mean, and she was bawling. And she goes, I've never told anyone that. That was between me and him. I never told. I said, well, that was his way of letting you know this is really him talking through me to you. And that was when she looked at me. She goes, I always supported you, but today you made a believer of me. And this was just 10 years ago. So, but I grew up in the Southern Baptist religion.
Yeah.
I used to get in trouble all the time at school because I would look at them and say, you're teaching it wrong. We're not supposed to be afraid of God. We're supposed to respect him. There's a difference. And I did this in the third grade. And my dad would look at me and go, just take the test the way they tell you to take the test. I said, but they're teaching things wrong. And there's things missing from here. And he goes, I understand that. And I didn't find out for sure until my dad had died that he was a demon hunter. He was old school demon.
Yeah.
Hunter.
Yeah.
And my sister knew, and I, you know, and she said, why didn't he ever tell you? I said, he told me one story. And I believe because of what I said after he told me that story, he was first generation Italian over here, okay? So he was raised, woman needed to be married barefoot, and that was it, okay? Having babies and taking care of the house. That was the Italian way. And he apologized to me, you know, after he passed away. He apologized to me a little bit before he died, but especially after he passed away. He came through other people to apologize to me, and one of them even being my son. But I had to hide.
Yeah.
And especially here, you got to remember, too, I live in the Bible Belt.
Yes.
And even now, like if I wanted to open up my own little store, put my little sign out there and go, hey, come on in for readings. The license that I have to get, I can't get anything that's spiritual. I can't get anything like a church would do or anything of that nature. I have to get one that says for entertainment purposes only. And somewhere, and where I live, if I got one in the county that I lived in, somewhere in that store has to be listed that it's for entertainment purposes only.
Right. Yeah. We still have to do that.
They've made a joke.
Isn't that a shame? But we do. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, because we're stuck in this because everybody's been pounded into their heads. This doesn't exist. This isn't real. My mom, when I did some healing energy on her and it worked, she looked at me, she goes, how do you know you don't get your gifts from Satan? And I said, all right.
I said, Mom, I get that all the time.
I said, okay, well, let me tell you what I told her. And it helped her understand. I said, you do understand that the darkness mirrors the light, that whatever is done in the light, they try to recreate it in the dark, but they try to make it worse. I said, what
right.
makes you think? I said, you yourself, you understand that God created everything. She goes, yeah. And I said, why do you think that God would let Satan and the darkness and those creatures have anything better or more experienced or whatever than he's got? Why do you think his army would be nothing but human beings and angels that cannot physically do as much because they're not allowed to?
Sure.
She goes, well, I didn't think of it that way. And I said, but you need to. I said, why do you think the dark side has worked so hard to put negative connotations on any seer, especially female prophecies? Because if you're female and you can see, you've got to be evil.
But
if you're a man, you're a prophet.
Right. Then you're wonderful.
Why did they work? Yeah. And I tell people, I'm like, just logically step back and look at things. Why were women constantly put down in the spiritual?
Yeah.
Let alone any place else. Why does the man always have to be top dog? And
right.
I am, you know
right.
me, I'm not a feminist,
well, look at Salem,
but I'm a realist.
Right?
Yes.
I didn't used to call myself a feminist, but the last however many years, I really do now, and I don't have a problem with that. Look at Salem. Any woman who owned property was suddenly a witch. She must be a witch.
And if a husband died, then his brother or his closest male relative was to marry her to keep everything in the family because it couldn't be passed down to another female.
Of course. Yeah.
There have been for thousands and thousands of years, and it's going to come out. Are there aliens? Yes, there's aliens. My mom asked me about that.
Sure
I love it. She asked me about it.
Your
I went to a convention,
best.
And I know. And she says, Sarah, and I come back and she goes, well, she asked me before I left, she goes, do you believe in aliens? And I was like, oh, shit. I said, okay. I said, you promise you're not going to call them in with the white jackets to come and get me? She goes, no, I'm serious. I said, so am I. And she goes, obviously you do. And I said, well, there's good and bad, just like there are with us. And there's different species,
right.
just like there are with us.
Right.
And she said, but they're real. And I said, well, yeah. I said, I've worked with them. I said, I have cases with them. I said, we have cross cases. And she goes, okay. She said, I was very curious about it. So I come back because I was actually staying with her. This was towards the end of one of her knee replacements, and we were getting ready to get her ready for her hip replacement. God help us. It was, within a year and a few months, she had both hips and both knees replaced. So I basically had taken off work to help her. Yes.
She's brand
and
new from
so,
the waist down.
I'm telling you, she's a bionic woman from the waist down.
That's it.
And so
That's it.
I get back, and I love her. I get back and got back that afternoon a few days later, and we're sitting there that night at dinner. She goes, oh, did I tell you that I know that the aliens are real? And I said, no. She goes, yeah, they visited me. And I'm going, okay, which ones?
Yep,
how?
The family.
And she goes, that's right. She said, well, you know that I don't sleep. You know, I'm a light sleeper. And I said, yeah. She said, well, I woke up and I felt that there was somebody in my doorway. And at the time, the house that she lived in, her bedroom was at the corner of an L-shaped hallway. And
okay.
She said, I turned on the light. She goes, and I looked up. She goes, and I knew, she goes, it was female. I don't know how I knew it was female because there was nothing on it to look like it was a female. She said it was short, maybe 4 foot tall. And it was kind of a brownish color. She said the best I could tell because the light wasn't that bright. And she just reached in and waved. And then she backed out of the door. She said, and I jumped up and I went out and looked. And she goes, there's no way she could have gotten away from me that fast. But she wasn't there. And she wasn't down the hall. And she said, but she let me know. And I knew she was just there to say hi. She goes, so, okay, yeah, they're real. And that was it. We went on about our business.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, you
so,
know, it's great that she's learning all of this later in life, I think. It's nice that she's...
Yes.
It doesn't matter when you ascend, when you evolve, when you open up, when you begin to take everything
in. When you remember who the hell we are.
Right, before we're here.
You got to remember who we are.
Right, it just matters that you do it at some point. And I think that's...
Right.
That's such a... Do you know what I mean? I think that I used to always, as a child, because I was so open about... You know, I came out as bisexual when I was 18, and I was very open about my spiritual
right.
beliefs right away because I saw my mom not do those things. And I remember thinking, man, my mom didn't come out of the closet till she was in her 50s as a psychic. I can't even. And I was a little judgy about it when I was in my teens. Well, lo and behold, guess who didn't really come out of the psychic closet till she was in her 50s? Me. And
yeah.
part of it was that I was just in complete denial to myself for a while. But then also I was terrified to be judged as, I don't know, as something. And mostly afraid that the entertainment business would go, yep, you're done. And so it
yeah.
doesn't, and now I look at it and I look at my mama and I think it doesn't matter when you get it. It just matters that you get it. Being a Depression
right.
era baby and being an adopted
yep.
child
yep.
and growing up in Kentucky in the first part of her life. I mean, you don't, sometimes you just aren't ready to accept and or to talk about it until a certain place in your life. And it doesn't matter when, it just matters that you get it before you go home.
Yes.
You know?
Well, and the thing is, and I can tell you this, we have a purpose and we have certain things that we need to do before we pass on from this life.
Right.
And if we don't, like what I didn't understand, my dad was supposed to have trained me. That was one of the reasons why he had agreed to be my father before we came. But he didn't.
Right.
He did to a point. But he didn't because, again, you know, the human side aspect got to him. So after he passed away, the best way I can describe it is it was as if he was far away from me. He could say hello. Even if he came, even if he visited me in a dream, he was like, I mean, you talk about social distancing times three. And
what?
Yeah. And so, and I said, why are you so far away? He goes, I had to go back to school. And I said, to school?
Yeah.
He goes, that's the only way I know how to describe it. And I went, oh, mm-hmm. is it that purgatory thing? He goes, kind of.
It's kind of like that. Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's very much like what we think of as purgatory. Yeah, I call it the celestial
yes.
traffic school because it
yes,
feels as
exactly.
boring as traffic school.
It is, but he had to, basically he got in trouble for not doing his, like he was supposed to have graduated and that didn't happen. He had to finish class. And,
right.
But when he did, you know, my son, when he finally accepted everything, he goes, guess who one of my guides is? I said, who? I said,
yeah.
Well, you always had a special connection with him. I said, but say a prayer, put yourself in the bubble, you know, cover it in the white light and, you know, imagine the rubies. It's like the blood of Christ because that's got power in it to fight the dark. I said, and another ball of silver. I said, and, you know, ask your angels. He's very close to Gabriel. I've seen some amazing things with him and Gabriel. It's just mind blowing.
Sure.
But he definitely, the way that my dad proved that it was him is he told my son some things that I'd never told anyone that my father had done. And to this day, I still haven't. My son's the only one that knows. And
wow.
He goes, he said to tell you, he's really sorry for that. And he goes, holy shit, Mom. He goes, you really do that? I said, yeah. He goes, whoa. He goes, I see why he had to go back to school.
Yeah.
I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that,
yeah.
I said, but that proved it. That proved it to me. And every once in a while, there's certain things and I'm like, Pop, I still live here. You don't need to be telling him all that. I'm just saying. There are some
right.
things that could stay secret.
Right.
I'm good with that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm good with my son not knowing a lot of the stuff that I did when I was young. So,
yeah. Yeah. Agree.
You know,
agree.
Because we got
yeah.
to be young before internet and oh my God, could you imagine living our lives in the 70s and 80s if it was all recorded, everything that we did?
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't really do anything.
Oh.
I didn't do that. I was that weird girl that I didn't really do anything. So I, anybody can record me, can do anything to me. I didn't. Yeah, I still haven't.
Gotcha.
I'm not that dangerous. You're much more dangerous than me, my friend. I am not. No.
When you fight your first demon that you know of when you're 12 years old, things are a little bit different in your life. Yes.
Right. Well, that I did. That kind of stuff, crazy stuff like that, I did. That kind of stuff happened to me. But I wasn't very rebellious. I've always been kind of a good soldier. I just how I've always been. Sweetheart, I hate that we're completely out of time, but I want you to come back and see me again. Will you do that? And I
yes.
love you, and I know that you can't be found
yes,
anywhere on social media because you're a phantom.
No, nope, not right
but,
now.
But
yes.
Please come back, and we'll do this again. And I appreciate your wisdom and your love and your presence in my life, my friend.
Oh, and sweetheart, you can double that for me with you. And I will come back anytime, but I miss you. I love you. And
I
will say prayers. All right.
I
bye,
thank
sweetheart.
You, my friend. And you bet, sweetheart. And as soon as this is all over, the COVID is over, I'm coming to Atlanta and we're going to hang and I'm going to see you because I would love that. If you're looking for me, I'm at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. This show is at HauntedPlayground.com. And you can find me at Sheena@IAmRaisingYourVibration.com. Email me if you want to book a private session. I'll send you the info. You may even text me, 818-437-0886. I have 3 web series on the Live Paranormal channel. I Am Raising Your Vibration. It's Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. Haunted Playground After Dark tonight at 9 o'clock. The Soulmate Experience is on Fridays at 9 o'clock. I Am Raising Your Vibration.com, HauntedPlayground.com, and Your Soulmate Experience.com. Please find me at Sheena Metal Spiritual and you will learn everything about me until I see you next week here on Haunted Playground. Seek peace, live in love. Lead with kindness, embrace unity, and always try your hardest to raise your vibration. I'm Sheena Metal. I'm a psychic medium. I'm an interfaith minister. I'm a talk radio host. More shows are coming of mine to the Live Paranormal channel. I'm so excited about that. Check out liveparanormal.com to stay updated, SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. Look for my Raising the Vibration show on Tuesdays next month. And until then, we'll see you every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Pacific time right here at liveparanormal.com. This is Haunted Playground, and I'm Sheena Metal. And you know what? I'll see you next week. Stay spooky, my friend.